This ain't no joke, this ain't no game. This that CSC game. They said pull up, so I came. You better put some respect on their name.
Don't unplug it.
Kill the vibe, how could it? Big card on the hoodie. Let me break it down for you fully. This ain't your average broadcast. This ain't just no podcast. The mother show spread fake news. We just taught him broadcast. West, Joey, Sam, Sean, Dante. Ain't hey, you know that boy Higgy. He said he don't want no small fries. Tell them they better make them biggie. Yeah, you already know what we be on. We got the crown, we hold the throne. We throw the mails and you take them home. When they ring the bells, you know that it's home. The bar said we setting the tone. If we set it, then set it in stone.
Sitting in the seat instead of your phone.
You in the car, no sport zone.
And I need you to hand it to me right before I wrap up. You're gonna have to charge me.
Hello?
Welcome everybody to this week's episode of the Cardinal Sports Zone podcast. I'm your host, Jeremy Wahman. And we are coming to you live from the Fitness Market Studios North. Let's get to the chat line. There's the squad. Gonna have us a quick show tonight. Well, as long as y'all want it to go, it'll go. But we are wrapping up season four of the Cardinal Sports Zone podcast. So we may have a couple of bonus episodes this summer, but I know this has been a recurring theme on this show, but you all know with my health, I've got to get back to 100%, and I'm not there yet, and it literally takes all my time to even attempt to feel better. So I'm scaling back, stepping back a little bit. But we'll have some bonus episodes this summer, and I'll keep you all up to date with whatever is going on. As always, if you want to support the podcast monetarily underneath me, to the left side is where you can do that via Cash App, via Venmo, via PayPal. And to the right of me is how you can follow the podcast on all of our social media avenues as well. Let's go into the chat line and see who all's talking to us and see what's going on. Master Yoda says, yo, hey, what's going on? Wes says hello. Michelle says hello. Hello to y'all. What's good, CSZ family? Nothing, as you can tell, another reason why I'm taking some time off is I can't never get anybody to hop on the show with me. And with me being a limited wind, it's kind of hard for me to do a whole hour show by myself. But it is what it is. Chris, yo. Oh, hey, look. The Virgin joins. It's Sean, the Undertaker, Paul Bearer, Sean, apparently, joining us. Yo, Woman from Chris. Paul says, what's up, 55 and crew? Yoda says the intro is fire. Absolutely. Hit the like button. Subscribe to the show. It's much easier when I can just go live and y'all join in than me have to promote it for weeks. I mean, we didn't have to promote this for weeks. We just kind of decided to do this. But, it's much easier if you just subscribe and hit like. What's up, Steve? Steve Franconia in the house. Let's see. Corey, what's up? Yeah, I am feeling better, and I appreciate that, Corey. I'm just not all the way there yet. I still have a large portion of my abdomen that's numb, and it just depends. I've been waking up and feeling perfectly fine. I've been waking up feeling really yucky is the only word to really explain it, but I'm getting better. I feel like I'm getting better. I feel like my good days are outnumbering my bad days. That doesn't sound like quiet in the background either. It sounds like talking to the people in attendance in the home. Looking good, man. Sorry, health took its toll, but it looks. Hey, look, I appreciate that, and I know I look good. I appreciate you saying that, but I already knew that. Rick, hello. Is the Big 12 talk fake juice? I think right now it is fake, but I feel like that's probably where we would land if anything happens. Yes. What's up, man? Trace, Rick, Thick Boogs was on here a few minutes ago. What's up, Scuba Steve? We got two different Steves. We could have more. Who knows?
That's my nephew, by the way, Trace Fire. That's my nephew.
Oh, that's Mason?
That's Mason, yeah.
You done blew up his spot. Why would you do that? Why would you blow up his spot? In due time. Looking good and healthy. Thank you. Thank you. And I also am sporting the Duncan Cardinal t-shirt that I got in the it was on my porch when I got home today. Oh, look, it's Trevor. I mean, Paul Bear, or just Sean, says Corey Carson. We're going to talk about a bunch of stuff tonight. Whatever y'all want to talk about, I'm going to let y'all, since it is the season finale, I'm going to let y'all take control. We are going to have a special guest on here in about 5 minutes to talk about a certain camp that's coming up here pretty soon. I'm really excited about that. And we can talk about the basketball team. We will talk about the basketball team. We'll talk about all the portal rankings and everything after. Hello, Allie. What's going on? Hattie. Dwayne Cross in the house. What's up, Dwayne? So just kind of waiting on him to join us, the first guest, and then we'll get into the thick of things. And thank you, man. I'm glad to be back. This is the best I've felt since I've been back. I probably sound the best that I've sounded since I've come back. So I just want to be able – Tom Jeffries, TJ, what's going on? So I'm feeling pretty good. I don't know if I feel – an hour good, but I'm gonna get this guest on. Then we're gonna talk. We're gonna go portaling, and then hop off here for the night. So we're gonna try to keep this a nice, at least under 45 minutes. All right. Now, speaking of guests, we are going to have on now the one of my favorite people, and I'm not just saying that because we have communicated with him often, but. Just an all-around good guy. He has we collaborated in the past, and it was a huge success, I feel. And he's just I don't know how else to put it. He's just a leader. He is a quarterback for the University of Louisville. It's my guy, Brock. Or should I say it like Paul Heyman says, Brock Doman. Brock, what's up, my man?
What's going on? That was an amazing intro. I'm humbled, man. Appreciate you.
Hey, I wish I could have gave you a better one, but I don't have all my wind back yet. But I'm trying. Kind of want to talk to you about those of y'all that are interested in the camp. I do have details scrolling the bottom of the screen. Let's just jump right into it, man. The last year was the first annual camp you and Monty put together, and it was as somebody who participated in volunteering in the camp. I've been part of a lot of camps with former Cards, with me being a former Card myself, but that was one of the most professional, well put together camps that I've ever been in attendance for or been a part of. So first off, congratulations. I know I've already said that to you, but man, it was a great time. And I feel like the kids that were in attendance really did get to learn, you know, a lot of these camps, whether it be basketball or football, they charge you to work out and hang out with a name, and then they half end everything, and it's just not really there's not a lesson learned. You just got to hang out with some friends and play ball. I really felt like there were lessons being taught last year. Can you kind of, for those that aren't familiar with your camp, can you kind of let everybody know what it's about, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I couldn't agree more with you. I've been to a lot of camps in my day, and the worst feeling is feeling like you didn't get your money's worth out of it, or, you know, you kind of wasted your time, or it wasn't what you expected it to be. So, for my camp, man, I really try to pour into these kids, and the best thing that I can do, is have a lot of football players there, first and foremost, coaching. You know, last year our ratio was for every Cards football player we had, there was 5 kids.
Yeah.
So really good ratios. So every kid, you know, you're not just in these long back of the line, you know, kids fidgeting and not getting much out of it. There's a lot of action. And then my favorite part, and you know, what you alluded to of adding value, by learning lessons or teaching lessons is during water breaks, we bring up a Cards football player and we talk about a trait that helped them get to where they're at. So, you know, some of them last year was perseverance or hard work or grit or positive thinking, whatever it is, man. You know, all these drills that we're doing, you know, you can look up on YouTube. It's not about the drills. It's about these kids seeing these Cards football players as regular humans that have struggled and been through a lot to get to where they're at. And I think that is what I hope the kids get away from the camp is like, hey, this is a beautiful dream I have, but it's going to take a lot of hard work. It's going to take a lot of hard times, a lot of believing in yourself. I heard it and I saw it from the Cards football players.
Again, we're here with, and I can call him this because he did do this multiple times last year, starting quarterback for the University of Louisville Cardinals, Brock Doman. And that's a spot that we hope to see you in again this year. It's going to be a tough battle because a lot has changed since the last time. And I'm going to bounce back from camp questions to what the listeners want to know about from you. But a lot has changed. The head coach, everything has changed. How do you prepare yourself? Because he has brought in, not only has he brought in your understudy, which is what I would call him, Pierce Clarkson, but we've had a plethora of guys, and I don't want to miss any names, so I'm not going to name them all. But that quarterback room is not, and I want to say this with the most respect I can. Last year it was kind of weak. This year it is strong with you, Plummer, Pierce. And then, like I said, I don't remember their name. I apologize, but there were a couple of guys, one from Utah and one from Purdue that was a commit from Purdue that has joined us. That's probably the most stacked QB room we've had in 12 years. So how do you prepare yourself to go in there and win that battle for the starting job?
Yeah. I have to fortify my mind every day. It's definitely not easy. You know, I'm also not sitting here with eligibility left either. This is my last ride, right? So a lot of times, you know, in the past, you know, my mindset would always be, hey, be patient, be patient, be patient. Well, there is no patience anymore. This is it. So, you know, I feel better than I ever have physically, mentally, emotionally. With that being said, how I prepare is, man, I got a faith in God, man. That's how I really get through, to be honest. Without that, I would have quit a long time ago. So, yeah, just, you know, seeing how I wasn't even supposed to play last year, and I played in 10 games.
Yeah.
Started 4, won 3 of them, won a bowl game. I mean,
we were very, very proud, very, very proud of you last year, man. And I know I would send you messages after games and stuff and things of that manner. But like, really, it was for somebody like me who has been around the football program for, well, it don't matter how many years, it is what it is. But to see you, who a lot of people at the beginning of the year didn't think that you would get the opportunity you got. You come in and blow all their expectations away. And then also the bonus of knowing you personally really, really made me feel proud. And I was very, very happy for you.
I appreciate that. Yeah. So to answer your question is just like, you know, God has shown me his faithfulness before. And, you know, I got a lot of respect for the guys in the room, and it is a lot better QB room. It really is than last year. And we're going to have a heck of a team, and I'm going to focus on, making sure that I'm executing at a high level so I can add extreme value to this team. 'Cause, I got a feeling, man, this team's going to go far this year, so I want to be a part of it. And it should be hard. I'm a Power 5 starting quarterback. Like, every year is going to be, you know, you're going to be tested. You're going to be tested with new talent, new people coming in, transfers, this and that. I mean, you know, my goal is to play professional ball at some point, and, you know, they trade people, cut people, you know, draft people all the time. So it's just, it's part of the game. And it really makes you either quit or it makes you like double down on yourself.
Yeah, it just depends on what kind of a competitor you are. Like for you, if you're anything like I was, being slighted only motivated me more. And then when I was able to get in there and show out, that just was like, ha ha, you all can suck
it. It's just a nice little grin.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So it's $55 per kid, getting back to the camp for a second. What all, again, for somebody who may just not heard about it last year or was under a rock, what all would they get? It's from 8 to noon at King Louis Sports Complex. What all will they get for that four-hour time? What a tremendous value, first off, $55 for 4 hours of learning and knowledge and having fun. I mean, those kids had fun last year. They were learning, but they had fun. Just kind of break it down for everybody who's maybe on the fence about purchasing a ticket for their kid to come and do it.
Yeah, what's cool is this year we have an option where we are blessed enough to have a sponsor that is paying for 20 kids to come for free. So if you can't afford it, no problem. We have 20 spots. I think there's 15 available spots left to come for free. And there's a scholarship option when you sign up. But if you can pay the $55, what you're getting out of it is you're getting free Chick-fil-A breakfast. Yeah, you're getting 3.5 hours of instruction and drills and running around. You're being able to meet 25 plus Cardinal football players. You get a free t-shirt. And at the end of it, too, we're handing out thank you to another sponsor, Blaze Pizza. We're handing out, I think you get a free like 12-inch pizza. Instead of them bringing it, they're just like handing out vouchers and stuff.
Gotcha. Yeah, it'd be kind of hard to bring that many pizzas at that time of the day. So, I mean, again, tremendous value. I mean, you could say that the free pizzas half the price of the admission as it is. We lost Brock. Okay, no, we didn't. I was lying. So, again, tremendous value. You get the opportunity. If you love Louisville, if you love Louisville football, if your kids love Louisville football, this could be their first experience with it. And what better way to get them introduced to the culture of Louisville football? And, I mean, that's another thing that I rant and rave about, because at the end of the day, teenage young adults, I'll call y'all. I won't call y'all kids or whatever. I won't be disrespectful. He has left the chat. Come on, Brocktober, join back in. There he is.
My apologies. I got a call, and it messed up the audio.
Oh, you're good. One thing that I was ranting and raving about, too, and like I said before it cut you off, I won't be disrespectful and call y'all kids. Young adults is what I'll call you. But for the most part, whenever young adults are hanging out, they don't watch their language. And that's fine. I'm not saying anything against that. That's how, you know, most kids do, most young adults do. But I didn't hear one swear word the entire 4 hours I was there. And I will be coming to volunteer again. I'm going to bring a couple of the podcast guys. It won't be Sean, though, because look at him. I don't want him to run anybody off of the field. But I'm going to bring some volunteers with me. But I just – I was so impressed.
We should do a podcast after the camp. Just set it up there.
We might be able to do that. I like that idea. Sean, yeah,
you can pick whoever you want. We're going to have, we'll have two starting corners, two starting running backs, I think three receivers, three O-linemen. What's awesome, man, is the dudes I'm bringing this year are going to be even more well-known than some of the guys I brought last year. And but what I love...
Last year wasn't shabby, though, man. You brought some big guns last year.
No, we did, and we're bringing some more this year. What's awesome is a bunch of guys have come up to me like, man, I can't wait to, volunteer at the camp and, all starters. So we got a lot of guys that are going to help out, which I can't wait. And, what I'm excited about is I don't ask anyone to volunteer at my camp unless I think that they have some good character. So, all the guys that are going to be volunteering, I'm going to make sure they're on their P's and Q's because, they're a reflection of me and my camp. And they're a reflection of Louisville football. So we're wanting to fill them seats, man. I'm tired of seeing a half full stadium. I'll tell you that.
And I will agree with you there. And I want to make sure that everybody knows, obviously the fans. And I'll get to some of the fan questions and comments on the text line here in a second. But the last 10 years, well, maybe not the last 10 years. How long was Sat here? It felt like 10 years. We'll just say the last five.
He was there for four. 19, 20,
yeah.
21, 22, yeah, four.
So we went from seeing fuller stadiums. And look, I'm not going to be one of these guys that gets on here and trashes a head coach. I had many interactions with Coach Satterfield, and they were all pleasant. I've had some negative experiences with former head coaches, and he was always a good guy to me. So I won't sit here and try to do what a lot of people do and crap on him. But we did see significantly lower crowds under him. So I'm with you. I want to see like the blackout back in 2005, the blackout game where the stadium was full, or for the first game in the ACC back in 2014. Thank you, Sean. You know what? I'm kicking you out of the podcast. I don't know why I was about to say 2007. No, the blackout game was back then. I want to see these full stadiums again. So guys like Keith Kelsey can come back and be like, man, I'm proud to be a Louisville, or can tweet out, or Jair, well, my God, Jair and Lamar versus Florida State, I think that was their junior year. That was the kind of crowd we were used to. And it has fallen off a lot the last 4 years. And I think we got the perfect coach to make that number skyrocket. Let's go ahead and just call it like it is. Jeff Brohm is the guy that a lot of people wanted when Sat was hired the first time. And there were negotiations that fell through at the last minute, and we ended up with Coach Satterfield. I thought it was a good hire at the time. I'm I'm not going to ask Brock for his opinion on this only because I don't want to put him in an awkward situation. But to me, as soon as he was hired, I looked to my guy Steve, and I looked to my brother. I was like, this guy, he's too nice of a guy. And where that works on a FCS level or a Appalachian State where there's no expectation, they're just happy to be there. And I'm not trying to disrespect that program at all. They're a very successful program, but it's not Louisville football. We did not experience Louisville football the last 4 years. So I'm excited to get back to that. The Brohms have been, they're a staple of the city. They're as close to the Kennedys as far as like when you would hear about important families growing up, you always heard the reference of the Kennedys. They're the closest thing that Louisville has to that kind of a,
family dynamic. yeah, that family dynamic. What I love about it, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're good.
Is, man, like what makes high school ball and college ball, you know, special is when there's a pride about your school and there's weight behind wins and losses. And I promise you this, that the Broms will have a pride about themselves, about wanting to make a statement of, you know, this is our city, this is our team. And, you know, you saw that with the transfer portal. I mean, we're ready to win now. You know, this isn't development. This isn't like, hey, we got a 5-year plan. Like, we're ready to roll.
Yeah, it's not a rebuild. It's a reload.
Yeah.
And very happy to see it. Very glad that you stuck around. And, yes, one of the texters said the guys' names I was looking for was Harrison Bailey and Brady Allen. So thank you, Wes, for that. Let's go to the chat line. Corey Carson says, what's up, Brock? !! Cardon says Brocktober. Rick Stansfield says, you're doing a great thing for kids, Brock. You're a great dude. I agree with that. Y'all know I don't just vouch for anybody. That's why I don't claim John Lindemann on here half the time, because he's no. Speaking of John, he wanted to know, when did Barney join CSZ? Sean, I think that's, he's talking about your, it's not even,
it's what I wear at the office, okay?
It's like Grimace and Barney got together and you're the fated love child of them.
I literally got out of the car and jumped on the podcast.
James Garland says, what's up, Card Nation? Cashmere Mitchell says, what's up, Card Nation? Preach, get out to those games, talking about, hey, Jeremy, great to see you. Thank you so much, Peggy. I appreciate that. I'm glad to be back. Glad to be out of that hospital, man. It sucked. All right, Brock, I'm going to go ahead and let you have the last few words here. Let everybody know how they get their kids signed up, where they go, when it is. And we're going to have you back on probably, if you want to, a few days before the camp. And we'll talk some more.
I'd love to. Yeah, so you go to brockdoman.com/camp to sign up. It's at King Louis Sports Complex from 8 to 12 on Saturday, June 17th. $55, ages 6 to 14. Again, there's going to be a lot of Cards football players, and we're ready to positively impact your kid.
And that's what's going to happen. Again, you know, one thing that my dad always installed in me was, don't just vouch for anybody. Don't just, and I wouldn't do that. And Brock is a class act. This camp is a class act. And he even set the price at $55 in my honor, and I appreciate that. If only my number would have been 99, so I could have got you a little bit more cash.
That's right, man. Come on.
But Brock, thank you for your time. I know how important your time is. We'll talk to you here in a couple weeks.
Sounds good. Thank you for having me on.
Not a problem. Starting quarterback for University of Louisville, Brock Doman. Thank you, man.
Yes, sir. All right.
Go Peace, Cards. Guys. Yep. All right. The Brockster. Let me tell you something, Brockster. No, I'm sorry. Okay. So let's go. Oh, wait a minute. Let's play this one. If you know a female that is 28 to 38, that is single, help us get Sean a date. Tom Jeffries says you look like Bremis. Would that be?
I'm the under faker.
The under faker, the faker taker. All right, so we did our business. We had our guy Brock on, and I really feel like, first off, the camp is second to none. So if you've been contemplating, get your kids signed up. Brock is awesome. The camp is awesome. He's got a great support system up there with his mom and the other people that helped put this camp together. Excuse me. Definitely do that. But I think Brock, we ain't leaving yet, Yoda. Not yet. Maybe 10 more minutes or so. I want to talk about the basketball team and all the portaling we've been doing. Yoda trying to get us out the show early.
He must have dinner plans.
If you know a female that is 28 to 38, not a blow-up doll, get in contact with our guy, Sean. Or this one was pretty good.
Oh,
are your snacks missing? DM our tip line at I am the Higgy. Or for a good time, call Sean Barber, and it's his actual phone number on there. So take that off. New chats. No way. Jeremy looking good. Sean needs something, man. He needs a hot shower, a cold shower, just a shower. But so let's talk about it. Portland, the women finished with the fifth-ranked transfer class. The men finished with the top four recruiting class, and the football team finished with the number one portal class in NCAA. So, look, we've had a couple down years in football and basketball overall. This goes to show you that they ain't playing. They're ready to get this done, get this turned around. Like Brock said, this isn't a rebuild. This is a reload, and I'm telling you, there's going to be at least three quarterbacks that are in the quarterback room right now. Oh, my gosh. James says, I heard Sean's in the transfer portal. I hope he was talking about not the trans. I don't know what the difference is, but I do. Okay, let's quickly change the subject. Shout out to James. Where's your nephew at, by the way? I thought he was going to be like, adding little gyms all night long. He just had one.
I don't
know.
He might have only been able to get in one gym before he had to.
Fair. That's very, very fair. But let's ask the audience this. I mean, this isn't Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, but give me one sport and one player that you're the most excited about. Okay, Mason says I'm here. Okay.
Oh, there he is.
Sean's nephew is like 12 years old, and he has full mustache. My mom thought he was a grown man. No, he's not that young. Hey, Sean, I have a 30-year-old coworker that might be interested. She likes older guys. Wes, come on now. Concerned or not about the baseball program? No, I'm not. Not at all. But y'all give me the one person that y'all are the most excited. It's got to be a newbie for football, men's basketball, women's basketball. Baseball even, let me know. John wants to know if Wesley hates. You know what, Wes? Hit me up on Twitter. We'll facilitate this arranged marriage privately. Because this way, if Sean is too afraid to talk to her, my brother will definitely talk to her. I'm just saying, we have two good options. We have the, I like to call it the Arnold Schwarzenegger, Danny DeVito twins dating option here at Cardinal Sports Zone. You can either have Sean DeVito or you can have Joey Schwarzenegger. And, you know, take your pick. They're both sturdy guys. All I'm going to say is Sean needs a better haircut. That was his nephew. Babu says for basketball, he's most in freshman, they count. So he's most excited to see Trenton Flowers. Trenton was going to come on tonight as well, but he found out his orientation was going to run long, so he had to cancel on us. Hey, we can do it, Wes. I ain't afraid. So Trenton Flowers is going to be a phenomenal. I'm excited about all the freshmen that we have on the basketball team.
Dennis Evans, that dude is going to be I wouldn't doubt he starts.
Listen, Dennis Evans, I saw pictures of him touching the top of the backboard, and I haven't seen anybody. I remember the first time, let's put it this way, the first time I ever seen anybody do that, I don't remember what year in college I was, but Samaki Walker was a freshman. And I walk into the sack to you know, get some shots up, because that's where all of the players, that's where everybody went to kind of decompress. And I see this guy, and I didn't know. There's no Twitter. There's no Facebook. There's not even a MySpace at this point. Or SeanLikesChristianMingle.com. That wasn't around. But I see this guy run up and just grab the top of the backboard. And I'm like, holy crap, he should play basketball for us. And he lands, and he turns around, and I see his face. And I did – I was able to recognize him from his face because of his picture in the in the Courier Journal. And yes, we still read the newspaper back then. I'm like, oh, okay, he is playing for us. Super athletic dude. Great guy. But Dennis, man, he's got, I thought I saw somewhere that he's got a 9'7" reach, standing reach. That's just ridiculous. Anthony Easton says Dennis the Condor Evans. I like that. Matt G says T Flowers is going to go down as a Cardinal great, even if it's for just 1 year. Yeah, him and Evans both are ranked in the top five ever. Or no, not ever. It was since 2001. So since Coach P, they were rated 4 and 5. Or no, 3 and they were rated 3 and 4, but they should have been rated 4 and 5. The numbers were messed up. Regardless, they're two of the highest rated recruits we've had, behind Samardo at 1. And I'll be honest with you, I don't remember who the ones were right behind Samardo, but I know Shane Buchanan was at 5. Those two were 4 and 3 or 3 and 2. And there's one more guy in there, but you just got, out of all the guys we've had step on campus, these are two of the best. So I'm happy. So really, really happy. Wes says, that's a tough choice. I think Karan will shock a lot of people. I do too. We've got one finicky. He's a 20-year-old that sometimes comes off like he's 60 at the website. It's our guy Dalton Pence. And he's finicky about everything. He just thinks Karan's going to be a placeholder. And I don't think that's going to be the case. I don't think he's going to start the first year. Sam Williamson. Thank you, D-Wall. Sam Williamson was number 2. And then Trenton was 3 and Dennis was 4. And actually, when I went in and looked at all the numbers, they should have been a little bit lower down. I think they should have been like 5 and 6. I think Shane was ranked higher, the composite number. Don't quote me on that. But I think Shane was ranked higher than both of them, and so was one other person. But James says, curious if JJ will be a starter. TJ wants to see Scott Clark. Michelle says the pickup games and practice are going to be crazy competitive. Any of them could start. I really feel like, and this is just a Jeremy prediction, this is no inside information. They've not even practiced for there to be really a evaluation done. But I think at the end of the day, it's going to be Evans. It's going to be Trainer. It's going to be, who's going to be? It's going to be Mike James at the 3. And then it's going to be Scott Clark and Trenton at the 1 and 2. Is that a live, laugh, love sign behind you, Jay? Yes, it is. That's my wife's. It's not mine. I heard anything on Milton Wright. Have we given up? I haven't heard anything. Is Sean going for a Miami Vice vibe? Sean's just going for a I'm alive, please hug me vibe. I agree, D-Wall. TF got to start. And I named 5. So I probably have forgotten somebody. I don't think I have. I'm trying to think out of the – I think that Caleb Glenn could come in and take that 3 spot from – or compete for it, not take it. Let me refrain and re-say that. I think he could compete for that 3. I think you could see Brandon Huntley Hatfield, if he has a big jump this offseason, I can see him at the 4 and JJ at the 3. And then Mike at the 2 and Trenton at the 1. White will start. Bebu thinks White will start. No BHH as a start. No. I love him to death. I didn't see that much from him last year. I would love to see more from him. And yeah, like I said, I probably forgot somebody. His name's Trey White, right? From USC?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, but like, who do you put him over? Do you put him over Clark? Do you put him over Trenton? I just don't know. That just goes to show you we're going to have a stack. Our 2s are going to be a top 25 caliber team. I truly believe that.
Depth. We have something we did not have last year.
Depth. I thought James was gone, so I'm psyched he's staying. Yeah, Mike James, he's a great dude. Love that guy. Wes says, yeah, Karan averaged 26 on almost 50, 40, 90 splits in JUCO. That's hard to do at any level. He could still be a 10 to 15 points per game guy for us. Very true, but I don't think he gets a lot of clock this year because he'll be behind. I think Tyler, however you want to pronounce it. I don't know how to pronounce it. I think Tyler, is it Johnson? Memphis commit. I think he will be getting the second team handles at that position, which I think bodes well for Karan because I think that hides, for a freshman, that's going to hide a lot of his deficiencies and weaknesses, and that's going to allow him to get better and be a key player for us next season. Or I could be wrong. Look, I'm okay with being wrong if it means that our team's better off than we thought. But no, to answer your question, Michelle, I didn't have BHH as a starter because I was very, very, I don't want to say disappointed, because at the end of the day, these are kids playing a game for our entertainment. So all the hatred you see online, I think, is just ignorant and silly because we can't do the things that they can do. If me, Sean, John Lindeman, Michelle, and Babu were out there on the court, we wouldn't have even won 4 games last year. I would have been the leading scorer, obviously, but we wouldn't. Sean can't score at all. So, but it is what it is. Let's see. Mason says if Sean put on a green shirt, he would be a knockoff Shaggy.
Jesus.
Michelle says, why isn't the Smurfs baseball team issues not in the news more? Are they having issues? I haven't heard. I don't follow them at all. Like, not even joking. Yesterday was the first time I heard anything. Somebody, one of my cousins hit me up and was like, man, Oscar was supposed to stay and he didn't. And even then I had to ask him who Oscar was. I'm not a fan of them, so I don't follow them at all. So I don't know. Sean, do you know what issue she's speaking of?
Basically, they have the 5 freshmen they got coming in and 1 other guy. So basically, that's 6 guys right now. That's it.
Well, at least they got the number 1 recruiting class. So, okay, to answer your question, I don't know. Maybe Calipari's got the city locked down like Jurich used to. Jeremy Lucas says, what's good, 55? Hey, what's up? Well, says Mike is going to be hard to keep off the court, but him and Trey White is going to be an interesting battle. I agree. Would love to see 5 double-digit scorers like the 86 team. Agree. But John says Sean can't score. We all know that. James says, miss those Sunday night podcasts. Yeah, those did used to be good. Speaking of the podcast, excuse me. Also, make sure you're checking out our wrestling pod. If you like wrestling, check out Ringside Podcast. Last night, I was able to do my first Ringside Podcast of the year due to issues that y'all know that kept me from being able to do them, but I had a great time. I can't tell y'all the guests that we have, but we have that we're going to have the next few weeks yet. But I do know that we are going to have an Impact champion and a WWE champion on the show, 2 of our next 3 podcasts. So if you enjoy wrestling, go to ringsidepodcast.com or just type in Ringside Podcast wherever you listen to podcasts and hit subscribe or follow or stalk or whatever you do. John Lindeman says he wouldn't be a good basketball player, but he would make a bad blank water boy. If that that was us, it would be all over ESPN. I agree. Glenn is better than Reed. Nick, I don't disagree. Yeah. I'm sorry, John, but I have to go back to my brand in the normality of being Jeremy Wauman. No, I didn't see that, Michelle. What did he say? Mason, I cannot confirm or deny that it is Austin Theory. I know you may have a theory on that, but I cannot tell who's going to be on the show yet. Does anyone know how good Tyler Johnson is? I've watched some film of him, and I think he's a he reminds me, and please don't stab me or flame me or anything, but he reminds me a lot of Russ Smith. A lot. James Gartland says Sean looks like an Eddie Munster clone.
Good God.
He said he ain't worried about Garden DJ, and then he laughed. I'll be honest with y'all. I know I was one of the guys that was like, yeah, yeah, let's get DJ and Bradshaw. And I'm very happy we got Dennis over. I'm not even mad, and I'm definitely not mad we got Trenton over DJ. I watched DJ play in the EYBL twice last year, and I just didn't get the hype. Again, he's a growing boy. He's going to get better every offseason, but I just didn't see it this year. McKenzie was a grown man playing on the court with little kids. Bradshaw was a grown man. He played soft at times. There was a kid from here in Louisville that absolutely dominated. I think his name was Sir Malunga, played for Evangel. I'm too. No diss to DJ, but I'm good with what we got. Absolutely. We finally have a rim protector. Yeah, I thought for a while we were just going to have to throw a pair of Sean shorts up there on the rim to finally get a rim protector, but we didn't have to. He put up a near 30-point triple-double on the Smurfs' best player in block. Oh, yeah, that's right. Dillweed, whatever his name is. Hope DJ controls his temper. That could hurt him getting drafted. Yeah, he's had a couple of scrapes, I guess you call it. So that could hurt him, so... It is what it is. Sean, really quick, and only because I have to step away from the camera for a second, so I'm sorry I'm putting you all in this peril, but can you kind of let, and I don't know if you have this information in front of you, but the transfer class in football, can you update that? I'll only be like 10 seconds away. Let me ask you this. How about this? I'll make it easier. Who out of the newcomers in football or basketball are you the most excited to see?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm excited to see in basketball. I really want to see what Sky Clark does, because Sky Clark, to me, is the key to everything. If he is truly what I think he can be, it's going to be definitely a tournament team, probably a second weekend team. And I think he's going to be that. Football-wise, I really like the addition of, I believe it's Brady Allen, the quarterback from Purdue, because that gives us a little bit of an extra buffer. And I think he'll be the backup out of camp. So that's the guy that I really like that we got, because that gives us an experienced guy that knows Brahm's offense as well as Jack Plummer does.
Interesting. Okay. Trey White for Alley. Flowers is a close second. Pump for football. Bubba will be in Atlanta. Yasir is his name due to 7 foot. May just be me, but I have high No. John says we've had enough drama around here. I agree. It may just be me, but I have high expectations for this team. Kenny can change everything with the snap of his finger. I agree. I'll be in Atlanta for football. Thank goodness Jay is back. I appreciate that. Michelle says Sky Clark is different. He is an old soul. Definitely. And you know what? I'm glad you said that, because that's who I'm excited for everybody. But Sky Clark is just such a down-to-earth dude. I've been talking to him for well over a year. Like when he was considering us the first time, that's when me and him connected. And just an all around, like he would DM me, like even when I was in the hospital, like him and Trenton both would DM me to ask me how I was doing. Sky would also like, hit, man, the team's not doing so well right now. Y'all be okay. Just that kind of a dude. John says, let's see what KP can do with his players. Cardon says, Sky's different, goes to battle with the suck fans. Absolutely. Yeah, I did call that, and I truly believed he was. But as soon as we told him that we could not guarantee that we wouldn't be banned last year, that's when he made the choice he felt was best for him. And Wes, my goodness, when Sky and Tyler are on the court at the same time, that is going to be something, something special. So I'm going to go ahead, before I give you all my thoughts on this, get your all's last comments or questions in, and then what I'll do is I'm going to give my opinion on this matter, and then I'm going to do the wrap up, and then we'll address all of the things that you all have asked me. So for me, I'm going to say in football, I'm very, very intrigued to see what Plummer is going to do. I feel like he is a prototypical Brom quarterback. I think he's going to come in and absolutely eat under the scheme, under this game plan. In basketball, I have to say it's a tie between Sky and Trenton. They are both and not just because they. You know what? I'm gonna disqualify them since I have a personal connection with them. I'm going the Big D. I'm going Dennis. It's Evans, right? I always want to call him Dennis Edwards for some reason. The Big Diesel, the 10 foot tall shot blocker. Well, he's got a 10 foot tall reach, pretty much. I'm gonna go with him. We have not had Gorgie was a great Gorgie was a great rim protector. I think Dennis has the potential to be better than Gorgie. And before y'all throw knives at my back, I really do believe that. And it's not, oh, Jeremy's drinking the Kool-Aid. I really do believe that. And hey, we're getting close to the hour mark. Maybe I can do an hour show again, Sean. But yeah, I'm gonna go Big D, the Diesel. Uh-oh, what did I do? You still there? Okay, let's see if I can pull up this sheet that I cannot get to pull up on my iPad. We want to go ahead and shout out all of our fine sponsors. And next season, you know what? I'm not sure we're going to have a whole lot of sponsors because I fell way behind in the sponsor game being in the hospital for 3 months. Don't really need them. I need them and I appreciate them. But season five, if season five happens, which I'll be honest with you, I'll save that for my final thoughts, but We do want to appreciate all the sponsors that we have now that have continued to put this show on the air. Fitness Market, Shack in the Back Barbecue, Four Peg Smokehouse and Bar, Derby City Lawn and Landscaping, and even All American Pool and Supply Companies who sponsored us for so long. We appreciate you all. If y'all want to sponsor us for season five, shoot me a message at Jeremy_CSZ on Twitter or wherever you watch this. You can go ahead and send me a message on that platform. Again, on social media, you can find us at those areas, at those places that are underneath Sean's lonely lavender button up. Why are you wearing a button up? It's 90 degrees outside.
I told you, I got right out of the car after work and got right on the podcast.
Fair enough. Speaking of the podcast, with our addition to YouTube this year, you can find the podcast on over 125 podcast avenues: Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Buzzsprout, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google, Amazon, iHeart, and more. Hit subscribe or follow or stalk or however you do it now. That will get you starting next year. That's how you're going to be able to find the show. It's going to be up to you all, the fans, to promote the show, because if you like what you're hearing, if you like the guest, just promote it. Easy to do unless you're Sean, because his phone sucks. If you haven't listened to all the prior episodes of the podcast, it's easy. Go to any of those podcast avenues and go back, or go to CardinalSportsZone.com, the place that all began. Check out our exclusives and photo galleries there, but also go to the podcast drop down menu up at top. It says podcast. Click on that, then click on CSZ podcast, and that's where you'll be able to find us. Shout out to everybody out there sharing the podcast. We appreciate and love you all. Hit the like button. We do want to give a big shout out. It is the season finale of the Cardinal Sports Zone podcast. And as you all know, we do a bunch of bonus episodes every summer. So we will be back when there's more to talk about, or if you all just want us to get on and shoot the shot with you, we'll get on occasionally. But your boys got to get healthy for season 5. I want to make some trips to some games finally. So it won't be every week. It may not even be every 2 weeks, but we'll try. But shout out to our guys, Marcus Maben and Steve Rummage, doing the Lord's work every day, Monday through Friday from 10 to noon on ESPN 93.9 The Ville. Shout out to our guy, Nick Valvano up there too, always supporting us and showing us love. Last words are very, very simple. And we will give our last words, and then we will go to the chat line to wrap that up. Sean, go ahead. What are your final words for this week?
Let's get to September. That's it.
Let's get to September.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Listen, seriously, y'all, if any of you all have a female family member or friend that is above the age of 30, does it have to be 30, Sean? Are you okay with 25? I mean, you're 40, about to be 41.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, okay. If you all have a female friend that is not a robot or a blow-up doll and they need a nice guy, send them my way. I'll do the vetting, and then I'll either send them, hey, this is a Sean girl or this is a Joey girl. And let's help them out. Card Nation, it's card love, baby. Love is love. So let's do that. My last words are this. You guys, I have had a great time over the last 11, almost 12 years entertaining you all, giving you all my inside information, showing love, getting together. That's something that I hope that if everything goes well, we can get back to doing the Card Fam luncheons and get together on a weekend day and just, you know, have fellowship and a meal and hang out. That's how I met Sean. We did those at the very beginning of Cardinal Sports Zone. That's how we built this empire. It was unlike any of the other sites because the other sites just put out stories. They didn't really, no slack to them, no shade. But we decided we wanted to get to know our readers and listeners eventually. So we planned little lunches, and it was every couple weeks or once a month, something like that, we get together. But I've had such a blast entertaining you all. I do not know what the future holds for me. I'm not feeling the best. Even though I'm feeling better, I'm not feeling the best. I don't know how much energy this is going to continue to take out of me. I'm not saying that the show is ending or the site is ending. I'm also saying there could be a possibility that they both end sometime this summer if I don't start to feel any better. And look, as a team, we have a bunch of contributors, and they all have life stuff going on too. So it's really unfair for me to ask them to step up when I can't step up. So who knows what the future holds for us? I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate if this is the last time y'all hear from us, which I don't believe it will be. But if this is the last time you hear from us, know that you've been loved, you've been appreciated, and hopefully we can keep this thing running strong. I just got to get to feeling better because right now y'all are only getting about 70% of Jeremy, and Jeremy don't like to do things at 70%. He likes to do it at 200%. So let's get to the chat line. Bubba says, once the cloud was gone, boom. Plumber looked great at the spring game. Poor L left to take a lesser role, and now he's literally at Walmart in the must buses guards checkout line. That's harsh. Dennis the Menace. Yeah, I called him Dennis the Menace yesterday. The Condor. I love it. The SWAT Patrol. Sky and Johnson going up against Steven and Russ the next couple of months is going to be fun. Fear the goggles. Or actually, it was Fear the Googles first and then the goggles. It was such a breath of fresh air to hear Flower say we ain't nobody worried about them. The TBT will have a huge influence. Shout out to those guys. Keith Otto, again, helping out with that. Maybe we can get him on here in a couple weeks. Getting great vibes from Sky and Trenton. He works. Ha ha. Smash that like button. Sean's on an iPhone, too. Make it Facebook official. Hit like on all the sites. Hit follow. I appreciate that, Chris. Bubba says, yes, I love it on YouTube, but we need you healthy to make a tailgate for sure. I want to see open runs. Look, I'm going. I don't ever try to use my influencer standing to do anything, but I'm going to try my best to get into a couple of practices in the next few weeks so I can tell y'all what I'm seeing. Yoda cannot wait for football. Cardon, great comparison. Crawford Gym vibes incoming. No doubt. Calling it a year of the Cardinal, Master Yoda is. Michelle says, thank you, Jeremy, and the CSE team. Appreciate all the info, guests, breaking news. Definitely a fan for life. Well, thank you, Michelle. We appreciate you. Dominic with the three Jeremy arms up there. Bubba says, go Cards and go Krogering. John, you are the one out of everybody I met. You're the one person I regret meeting at a Cardinal get-together. I'm just kidding. Cardon says, yes, we need a meetup. I need some barbecue tasters. Don't let Higgy hear you say that, because then nobody else will get to taste it. Prayers up. 55, get better soon, for sure. Jeremy, this is your calling. God will provide a way. I appreciate that. You don't know how much that means to me. Corey says, thanks, 55. And let's push for season 5. Get healthy. I'm going to try. We want you around, man. Take care. Thank you, 55 and the CSZ family. Take care of your, from Yoda. Cardon says, take care of myself. The OGs versus the young guns are going to be fun for sure. Number 55 alive. I hope so, Chris. John said, harsh but fair. Yoda, you know, I think it's time to do something that you like to tell me to do. Thank you, James. I'm going to try. I really do not want to feel bad anymore. And I am getting better. If you all go back and play the episode 3 episodes or 4 episodes ago where I just come back and I was wheezing and having, you know what? Yoda told me to do it. So we're going to play that fire outro. But I feel a lot better. So y'all don't worry about me. I'm going to be better. And I will try my best to get on here at least once a month. Hopefully we'll continue the once every 2 weeks. Brock's camp is in about 2 weeks. Maybe we'll have him back on and talk a little bit more about that, or have him bring a couple of the guys on with him. Listen, I've had a great time tonight, as always. And I'm going to steal this line from my other podcast. In the meantime, in between time, until next time, this has been the Cardinal Sports Zone Podcast. Really, if you like wrestling, ringsidepodcast.com. Hit it up. I make fun of Daniel the entire time. I know. I made it. That's what I said. Man, we love y'all too, for sure. Thanks, Steph. Thanks, Cardon. I need to know when we can do some of that taste testing too. We're out.